Now will you notice verse 17? But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. Now this is a verse, very candidly, that I'm very frank to say is a little more difficult, I think a little more difficult to understand than verse 16. Let me give you what I believe is the sense of it here. And I should probably elaborate a little bit more on it when it says justified by faith. Justified is the Greek word dikaio, which means to declare a person right. That is to make him right. You're declared to be right by your faith in Jesus Christ. And it means a sinner who's guilty before God and he's under condemnation and under judgment. And he's declared to be right with God on the basis of his faith in the redemption that we have in Christ. And it's not just forgiveness of sins, which is subtraction, but it's the addition of the righteousness of Christ. He's declared righteous. And it's not my righteousness, because my righteousness is not acceptable and it's not as good as this. I got a perfect righteousness, and that is Christ. Now, the Jew had to forsake the law, take his place as a sinner in order to be saved by the faith in Christ. Now, I do not think that any statement could be more dogmatic and crystal clear than, by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Now, verse 17 goes on to say, and the sense of this verse seems to be that since the Jew had to forsake the law in order to be justified by Christ, and therefore take his place as a sinner, is Christ the one who makes him a sinner? Paul says, of course not. The Jew, like the Gentile, was a sinner by nature, and he could not be justified by the law as he demonstrated. This is what we have in Acts 15, verses 10 and 11. Now, therefore, why put God to the test? To put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as they. Who said that? Simon Peter said that, by the way. And so he and Paul were in agreement on the doctrine of justification by faith. Now, let me just keep right on moving right down in this section here. He says, verse 18, for if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. In other words, what Paul actually is saying here is that if I go back under law, then I make myself a transgressor. But he says I'm free from the law. Now, how did he become free from the law?